From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. A record 9 million Californians voted in the February 5th presidential primary election. The Secretary of State's official numbers came out over the weekend. 9 million. That's more than a million more voters than the previous primary election record set in 2000. The state's chief elections officer, Deborah Bowen, figures voters were motivated in February by the opportunity to help pick the next presidential nominees. An untold number of bees are flying free near Sacramento today after a truck flipped on its side yesterday on Highway 99. Officials told CNN the scene on Sunday was ugly. The bees stung cops, firefighters, and unlucky drivers passing by at the wrong time. It took about 7 hours to coax the bees into crates headed north to Washington State. For generations, people from Mexico have crossed into the border city of Calexico to work in the Imperial Valley, about 100 miles east of San Diego. For decades, Mexican students have crossed into Calexico to attend public schools in this poor agricultural area. But overcrowding is prompting school officials to crack down on the practice. From KPBS in San Diego, Anna Tintakalos reports.
It's 7 in the morning at Calexico's pedestrian border crossing. A stream of students from Mexico pushes its way through revolving iron gates into the U.S. Young school kids with pigtails and tiny backpacks are escorted by their moms. Teenagers stroll by as they listen to music and talk on cell phones. From his parked car, Daniel Santillan sits and watches while the kids filter into the streets of downtown Calexico. He's been hired by the Calexico School District to take pictures of these students as they make their way to school.
The kids that come this way or go straight, they go to our school. The ones that go right, they go on a school to El Centro. See how she covers her face? With a book.
Santillan began taking photos of students making their way to Calexico schools 2 years ago. That's when district enrollment climbed to almost 10,000, a big number for a small school district with only one high school and a handful of elementary schools. Calexico school board member Enrique Alvarado says a population boom in the city and its cross-border neighbor Mexicali brought an unprecedented number of families to the region. He says that, along with more Mexican parents sending their kids to Calexico schools, caused the enrollment surge. Alvarado says the district bought dozens of portable classrooms to accommodate the larger enrollment, but parents were not satisfied.
Some of the parents were saying, well, you know what? Why is my son in a portable trailer and this other young student that we know is from Mexicali is in a classroom? You know, that's the way it started. So it started the snowball effect, and we were constantly getting, what are you going to do about it from our community?
So the Calexico School District adopted a strict policy on student residency and began to kick out hundreds of Mexican students. Parents with kids in Calexico schools now have to submit utility bills and rental agreements twice a year to prove they live in the city. Relatives who are taking care of kids with ties to Mexico must prove they are the legal guardians. Principals review the snapshots of kids at the border and use them to help prove they don't live within district boundaries. Daniel Santillan, the man who takes those snapshots, also knocks on doors every week to find out if parents are providing legitimate addresses.
Buenos días. ¿Está tu mamá?
Yes.
¿Está tu mamá? Buenos días.
On this day, Santillan is looking for a second-grade girl, but the woman who answers the door says she doesn't live there. Santillan says in his experience, some Mexican parents will give fake addresses to get around the rules. Santillan is required to check on questionable addresses up to 3 times. If the district can't determine a student actually lives at the address, they drop them from the roster. Mexican government officials question the way district officials are cracking down. Calexico's Mexican Consul General, Pablo Arnad, says the district has done a poor job explaining its policies.
What happens to those photos? Where do those photos go? How are they used? Those are questions parents want to know. School officials have assured me they would come back with answers, but I'm still waiting.
Arnad defends Mexican parents, saying they simply want their kids to have a better education. He says Mexican schools don't inspire hope.
La mayoría de los padres me envían a sus hijos acá para que...
The majority of parents send their kids to the U.S. so they can learn to speak English. There are some schools in Mexico that teach English, but most do not. Also, teachers are often going on strike. That leads to a lack of discipline in schools. Another factor is Mexican schools are old and don't provide resources. In the U.S., they have good desks, chairs, fields for physical education and sports. Mexico doesn't have many things that help children to learn.
Many community members sympathize but say it's not Calexico's responsibility to educate these kids. Fernando Torres is a one-time mayor of Calexico.
You go to Mexico, you're not going to get anything for free. They're not going to cater to you. So why should we as taxpayers be paying for their education down here? I think it's just it's illegal what they're doing.
This kind of concern over student residency is not unique to Calexico. California public school districts located on the U.S.-Mexico border have been trying to grapple with this problem for decades. No one keeps accurate statistics on just how many kids cross for school in California, but some border school districts in other states estimate as many as 10% of their students live in Mexico. Most do little to verify where these kids live. Only a few districts take such extreme actions as Calexico. Immigrant rights advocates believe some students who do have a right to attend the schools are being excluded, and they also say the district is crossing a line into immigration enforcement. Calexico's student enrollment has fallen by 5% since the district started its residency crackdown, but it's come at a price. Schools get state funding based exclusively on the number of students in their classrooms. Last year, the district lost $2.8 million because it kicked out 300 students. Calexico school district officials believe Mexican students are turning to other California school districts along the border. They say those districts are now getting the money that Calexico once received. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Monday, March 17th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org.